lot of people will be doing their Christmas shopping there that day.
Sweet. Thank you very much. We were just speaking to Louis Rastelli.
Thank you.
Who is, are you the editor or the writer of Fish Piss?
Well, I edit and publish Fish Piss, and I do write chunks of it, but, you know, I do a lot of coordinating and so on.
And I understand that there will be a new vending machine for small pieces at Esperanza?
Yes, as you heard it here first, if all goes well and the machine that I buy works, there should be a vending machine, a Distroboto machine being launched at Pharmacy Esperanza in mid-December.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And welcome back live with Tobias. I decided to wake you up rather abruptly.
Oh, my coffee just hit. You know, I really like the zine Fish Piss, and I have a friend called Fishhead from Winnipeg. How about that, huh?
What are the chances? What coincidence? Now, before we go out...
This is this live thing that I did with this guy, Thomas Phillips. And I have a website.
Talk about it.
It's called quadrantcrossing.org.
How do you spell quadrant?
quadrantcrossing.org.
Excellent. And what goes on? Well, you have a blog. How do you feel about having a blog? Is that too hip?
Well, I was kind of doing it before it became hip.
Okay.
You know, I was like one of those West Coast internet guys who was like all .com hype and stuff, which is how we all became DIY and totally arrogant.
Uh-huh. Wait, what happened?
I don't know. Maybe it's the quiet bit.
Oh. All right. So you have a lot of links on your site, do you not?
No, I don't link anybody else.
Well, that's not true. I went to see Sorry Americans from your site.
That's not a link.
Bah, it linked me to pictures.
I'm just denying it for the sake of it.
All right.
In any case, actually tonight...
I mean, it's a very interesting site. I've seen it, and it's worth going to.
You should go to the website, if only to not go to some other website, like suicidegirls.com or something. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that website again, but I'll say my website again. It's quadrantcrossing.org.
And what's going on tonight?
Tonight there's a loft party on Saint-Laurent, and you can email me.
At Quadrant Crossing?
You're going to have to hunt down very surreptitiously my email off the website if you'd like to come. But there's a private full moon loft party on Saint-Laurent that's going all night with myself and Colin the Mole. It's right about day pan. It's in a penthouse.
Oh, nice.
And but I'm not going to give my email over the air. Like, no way.
Okay. You keep it to yourself. You be mysterious,
You
Tobias.
Could phone the station, actually.
Right now?
Yeah. You could phone this station.
At 398-4616?
Yeah, or the short number for that is 911.
That's not true. All right. We've been with Tobias Van Veen. We're going to head out. I just have to get the rooster lined up and see if it comes on.
The rooster?
Yeah, hold on. Here it comes.
He's talking about the rooster.
There it is. That's our way of saying goodbye at the Friday Morning After Show. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Melissa. We're with Tobias Van Veen and Margot. We listened to Professor Alan Buell today. We listened to Richard Alderson, Bats E Sun, Music of the Highlands of Chiapas. We had the weather. And I would like to thank you for listening to us. And please stay tuned for Jazz Amok, which is coming up next.
This is CKUT 90.3 FM, coming to you live from the sub-basement of Montreal, Canada, sending out airwaves far and wide from this little strange pocket of Montreal. Yes, we're Quebecois, we're French, and we're English. What are we? We're Canadian, but we're not American. Oh, signing off.
Please stay tuned.